Hi, thanks for choosing this podcast. This is Coming Out Stories from What Goes On Media with me, Emma Goswell. This series, we're hearing from the parents of LGBT plus people. And this episode, we're off to India to meet the super mum from Mumbai. She's called Aruna, and she not only accepted her own son, Abhishek, coming out as gay when it was still illegal in India, she went on to help parents across the world accept their LGBT children. She was also the only parent to attend the first Mumbai Pride in 2008. This is her story.
My son's name is Abhishek. He came out to me at the age of 17. I mean, he's the only child. When he was in his growing years, he was like observing us, you know, both of us, that, you know, my parents are talking about all the subjects, but he never heard that we are discussing about LGBTQIA, you know. No. So he wanted to check, and you know, as you know, that there was Section 377, and being gay is called criminal. So, you know, and that is why he never wanted someone else to come and tell me that he's gay. You know, so that means one, you know, somebody should not blackmail him for that reason, you know, and it's a big thing.
That's a real risk in India, right? Yeah.
Yes, yes. Also, it is a big thing about his sexuality, you know, so sexual orientation. So he wanted himself to tell me, and he being very close to me than his father, so he wanted to come out to me first. So now for that, what he did was he came out to all his friends, school friends, college friends, boys, girls, everybody, you know, community friends. He made community friends as well, you know. He was 17, but he started, he joined one, there is one Gay Bombay organization in India. So he joined that group.
That seems quite brave to come out at 17, you know, in a country where at the time it was illegal, right?
Yeah, it was at the age of 2007, in the year 2007. And it was very difficult at that time.
Absolutely. You know? And what sort of reaction did he get from his friends then?
Yeah, so all his friends, you know, they all supported him. Then he told them that, you know, that he wants to come out to me. And so for that, all of them made a plan. He wanted to check whether do I know about this topic or not, LGBTQIA, the whole spectrum, you know, and at least if not the whole spectrum, at least whether my mother knows about being gay or not. So what he did that, you know, he thought of, like, you know, giving a crash course to me. If I don't know about the topic, it's okay, but if I do not know about the topic, I mean, he never came and told me. One of his friends came and told me that, you know, there is a third person. Yeah, his friend came and told me that, you know, there is one boy who is gay. And because he's gay, his parents are not accepting him. His mother is not giving him food and thrown out of the house and all that.
And was this a true story? Yeah, I guess, yeah, it does happen, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yes, yes, it happens now also, today also, like even after Section 377 has been scrapped. So I heard that word first time, gay. So I asked that boy, his friend, gay, what is gay? So they came to know that my son came to know that my mother does not know about being gay.
So you'd never heard of a gay person even? You never even thought about gay people?
No. In India, everybody knows about T, you know, transgender, being Hijra culture. Everybody knows from the childhood only. We have seen, they are visible. So I also knew and everybody knew. But I did not know anything about other terms, you know, L, G, B, you know. So I asked him, what is gay? So then his friend only, see, so far, Abhishek, my son is not in the picture. His friend told me that, you know, he explained to me in just two sentences, you know, how he asked me, like, you being a woman, you wanted to marry a man, right? So like that, being gay means one boy likes another boy, or one boy loves another boy. So my reaction was, so what?
Really?
So what if he's gay and he likes another boy? How can any mother do this? you know, not giving food and thrown out of the house. So I was like, you know, listening to that, I was feeling very sad, you know. Then I thought, okay, and then you know, the story started, you know. That boy, every day he started giving me slowly, slowly, kind of a tuition, you know. He started teaching me about being gay. You know, I wanted to help. I work as, you know, my profession is HR, human resource manager. So I am anyway handling, you know, so many employees, you know, more than 400 employees I am handling like daily. So I thought, I mean, I can help that boy, you know, I can talk to his parents, his mother, you know, but for that, I need to understand first what being gay means, you know, what is gay life and all that.
So at this stage, you were a grown woman with a good career, but you'd never come across it. So you were having to go out to educate yourself.
I know. I don't know how that happened, but really I never came across because I really never met anybody from the community. It seems,
but it's probably, it's not everywhere as much as it is in our culture, probably. You know, on soap operas in England, you have lots of gay characters. In any reality TV show, you have gay people. It's on the TV, it's in the newspapers, it's everywhere. But I guess in India, it's not quite the same, is it?
No, and also, you know, I am not a person of like, you know, who likes to watch films or, watching TV or television programs and all. So that also may be one of the reasons, you know, that I never came across about the community,
right.
And plus there was nobody so far. There was, even if there was anybody in the family, but nobody came out as a community person, you know. So that is why there was no topic, and you know, those days there never used to be discussion on in the newspaper also, you know, the articles never used to be there, very rarely. I mean, that later on I came to know, but before that I never ever went through LGBT article, you know. So that is why, like, you know, there was no discussion. But then when he told me about gay, then what I did, that, you know, every day when I used to come to office, you know, I started, you know, whenever I used to open all like what is gay life, and I wanted to learn, you know, so that I can help that boy, you know. So what I used to do, like open the article on internet, and I used to minimize it and keep it. Whenever I used to get time, I was reading it, and so that, you know, I slowly I came to know that it is nothing but, you know, it's just a sexual orientation, you know. Many things I learned about.
What I also love is the fact that this guy, when he spoke to you to tell you about this gay person, he didn't talk about the sex. He was there to talk about how you could get married, and it's about love. And I really like that, because too often it's focus on the sex, isn't there, sometimes?
No. It was slowly, like he only told me, that friend only told me that there is, auntie, you know, there is section 377, and, you know, when there is section 377, means, you know, being gay is called criminal. So I was learning day by day. And, you know, Abhishek had given me 15 days crash course. So by then, those 15 days got over, you know. Now, you know, finally, I began to educate myself about homosexuality. And that is how my journey started into my son's world, you know. I was not knowing it, but he knew that, oh, my mom is learning so many things, you know.
But you didn't actually know your son was gay at this stage, no?
I didn't know. I did not know anything about it. And then finally he dropped the bomb. And that how, you know, the day he came out, just one day before, like he told me, like today he told me that tomorrow, mama, tomorrow I want to speak to you. You go, when you come from office, don't waste your time in cooking. I want to discuss something, you know. So I was like, you know, we discuss anything and everything just like that, you know. We are like a friend, you know. We
That's
so
right.
I was like, yeah, what it is? So he was like, no, you, when you come from office, really. And he selected that day. Why? My husband was not in town.
Ah, okay. So he just wanted you to know first, didn't he?
Yes. Yeah. So he just wanted to come out to me only first, when my husband was not there. So you know what? One day before, when he told me, and I was like, I told him, you know, your friend is saying that somebody else is gay, third person. Okay. But I feel that he is only gay and he's saying that somebody else is gay. So my son was like, huh, okay, so mama. So I said, no, I mean, If he is gay, he can say that he is gay. I mean, I don't have any problem, you know. I mean, I can help him if he is talking about himself. But he, Abhishek, never said that it is about him, you know. But Abhishek came to know that my mama is so brilliant that she came to know that that boy was talking about himself.
Oh, he was.
Yeah, it was like that. And that means what Abhishek thought, that Abhishek will not even have to come out. I will understand. You know, he thought that way. So that day came, next day, you know, I came from office in the evening. Like I was like, okay, you wanted to say something. So he was like, you know, mama, you know it. I started thinking, you know, what it is like. I mean, I was trying to recollect, but I couldn't. And I thought, I sincerely thought that he was 17 year old. Maybe he's interested in somebody, you know. And, you know, he's seeing someone, and that's the thing he wants to tell me, you know. So I was asking, are you trying to tell me that you are seeing someone or something? I mean, no, mama, you know what I'm saying. And also he was saying, like, you know, if I tell you, then you will get angry. You will start hating me, all that. And I was like, you know, I was telling him that, you know, there is nothing in this world or nobody in this world can make me hate you. You are my child and you will always remain my child no matter what. You just say it, you know, whatever it is. And I was making him comfortable, but he was like, you know, slowly, slowly he was getting scared, you know, his lips were shivering. He started getting scared. He was like, why my mom is not saying it, you know?
Yeah, he wanted you to say it, didn't he? He wanted you to say, I know you're gay and I accept you and I still love you. But yeah, and I'm sure that came. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was telling him that I love you. And he was like, you know, mama, every day you keep saying that I love you, but then I want to see that after you know about what I want to say, whether you still love me or not. I said, what? I will love you even more. Don't worry. You just say it. But he couldn't. Then slowly, slowly, like, I was like, why? And it became like almost 2 hours, you know. We were like discussing something else, then again this topic, but he couldn't come out. Finally, then I asked him, you know, I thought recently, this is the new topic I heard, okay, is going on about that boy, you know, being gay. So I thought maybe he wants to say the same thing. So I just asked him, you said, I asked him that, Abhishek, you said that your friend is gay. Are you also gay? And he just got in his bedroom and he just got up and came and hugged me and started crying. And he started asking me, Mama, do you still love me? I mean, are you ashamed of it? I said, what? You wanted to say this? He said, yeah. I said, oh my God, you should have just said it. Let's go for dinner.
I love that.
And I told him, let's go for dinner.
But you can understand how difficult it is, you know, especially when you're in a country where it's against the law, you know.
Exactly.
And he will have known friends that would have been thrown out of home. You know, it happens. It happens in the UK, even though it's not been illegal for 50 years. It still happens. You know, people are intolerant.
Yeah, and I tell so many people, you know, that even though our relation, our bonding is so strong, I was making him so much comfortable. He knew that, I mean, by then I came to know about being gay. I am comfortable. I don't have any, you know, negative thoughts about it. Nothing of that sort. Still, he was finding it difficult.
And it's interesting, isn't it? So that hasn't come from you. That has come from society, hasn't it? It's come from what he's heard. It's what he's heard out in the world, you know.
Then, you know, I said, let's go for dinner. So he was like, no, mama, are you angry? Please tell me, ask me question. And I told him that you said, you know, I love you even more. And you were saying that, you know, being gay is called criminal. I told him that, you know, now I am there. I want to see that who calls you criminal. You know, there are real criminals are roaming around. And you, just for being gay, how anybody can call you criminal? I'm there. Your mom is there with you. You just don't worry. You live your life.
Exactly.
I told him this and he was so happy. Oh. And then we went to restaurant to have dinner, you know, after that immediately.
Oh, I'm just imagining you two sat there with like tears in your eyes and enjoying a nice meal together. It sounds like a beautiful evening, actually.
It was. And you know, while in the restaurant also, he was like, you know, all the time looking at me. The food came. He was not eating. Mama, please ask me. Please ask me. Please ask me question. I said, no, I don't have any question. Don't worry. You have enjoy your food. Don't worry. And then he was like all the time. And he was happy at the same time. He was like, how can it be that my mother didn't ask any question? And how comfortably she said that, you know.
Because you did you say because I've spent the last 6 months doing research on the internet, so I know everything. And did he have a boyfriend at this stage or not?
Yes, huh? There, this is the twist.
Ah,
That
oh.
friend who came and told me was his boyfriend.
Oh, that is a twist, isn't it? So you'd already got to meet the boyfriend, but you didn't know.
I didn't know. And you know,
Oh.
after that, okay, that night, then we came, and then we were like whole night we were discussing. He was just 17 year old, no? It was his idea. He told me that, Mama, you know, for me, coming out to you was important, and getting support from you is important. You are the world for me, you know. And now I got your support. I don't need to come out to anybody else now. Like, okay, so let's keep this secret and let me complete. He only told me that let me complete my education, and then once I complete my education, we will decide how to come out to dad, and whether both of us will tell him, or he will tell him, or I will tell him. We will decide that later on. But I needed your support, that's all. It was like that.
And did you agree to that, or did you not want to tell your husband?
You know, I had to respect his decision, you know. So,
Huh.
and you know what? After that, I was doing all the work, talking to so many children. You know, children, you know, started reaching out to me for, you know, for how to come out to their parents, how to talk to their parents, you know, make them understand, make them sensitize them and all, you know.
Gosh.
For that, they were reaching out to me. I was doing all that work. I was going to Pride Parade every year. I had to go to their house, you know, to talk to, because parents were so stubborn, you know, that, you know, they never wanted to speak over the phone, or they never wanted to come anywhere. So I used to go to their house. I was doing everything.
So you became like a super mum, the super mum of Mumbai, helping all these LGBT children, didn't you?
Yeah, and you know, it was that first day, that one day only he needed my support, and he got my support, and that's all. After that, he became so confident, and he was like, he could totally focus on his studies. He did journalism, so he was writing for the newspaper, along with studies, of course. He was writing for the newspaper, and he was writing all the LGBTQI articles.
Oh, amazing. You're both trailblazers then, really, aren't you? You know, you've both been fighting for LGBT rights together by the sounds of it.
Yeah, and he was writing, and my husband, when that articles used to come in the newspaper, so my husband kept all those newspapers till today. They are there. My son has written those articles, and that's why he has kept. And after completing his education, he told me that, Mama, you go to work, you go to office, I will alone tell dad.
Ah, okay. So he kept his promise then, by the sounds of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And how did that conversation go?
Yeah, ha. So, you know, imagine when he being so close to me, we are like open for everything. I tell him everything, he tells me everything, but still he was so much scared. But once he got support from my support, he was so much confident when he wanted to tell his dad.
Yeah.
You know, it started, I went to work, and then he started like, dad, I mean, I want to speak to you. And he started saying that, you know, I'm gay. Directly, he started telling him that, you know, I'm gay. And being gay means, you know, I am not going to get married to a girl. Being gay means I don't like girls. I like boys. I am in a relationship. That also he told. I am in a relationship. And in fact, the same friend used to come to our house and, like, you know, sometimes leave for a week. And my husband used to tell me also, you know, that friend is taking care of Abhishek's so nicely. They are like, how husband and wife they are living,
He even said
huh?
that.
And he
Wow.
even said that,
Yeah.
and then so I was like, huh, yeah. And I mean, we were all the time like, and then he said, it is not your fault, it is not my fault, it is not mama's fault, I am born like this, okay? And if you have any question, ask me, but don't blame mama for this. You might say that because you are pampering him so much, that's why he's become gay. No, I am born like this, and all this, and he kept on saying. And then finally my husband just asked one question. Okay, mama knows about this. He asked him, I mean, have you come out to mama? So he said, yes. Okay, now next question. When did you tell her? So he was like, so many years back, So then that's all, My husband said that, you are my child and you will always remain my child, and it's your life. I have no problem that whom you love boys or girls, I don't have any problem. It's your life, and just I am going to be there for you all the time. That's
Gosh.
that way the conversation was so easy.
Wow. And he didn't have the benefit of doing lots of research online like you had. You'd already done all the research, hadn't you, and understood about LGBT community and what it meant to be gay, but he hadn't had any of that. And he had all of what society was telling him, but he was still fine with his son.
And when I used to speak sometimes over the phone, I used to speak in front of my husband, So my husband, he knew everything I'm doing so much for the community. Okay. And then he always thought that, okay, I am like doing like a social worker, because I am working also as a human resource manager. That's why, people are taking help from me. That's why I'm doing. And because I checked with him, whether you had an idea about Abhishek, he said no. Because there was nothing like you have seen, like sometimes gay children are feminine, the way they speak, the way they walk, some children, of course, you can make out at least. For that matter, before Abhishek came out to me, I could not make out, huh? But now, since I know about the community, that's why I'm saying.
Your gaydar's got better then, you mean, yeah.
So it was like that. And then the whole coming out to both of us was so easy for Abhishek,
Gosh. Well, I mean, I think he's probably remarkably lucky. I know that not everyone has an easy ride, do they, coming out to parents, but it's, he's lucky that he's got you two who are obviously, very well-educated individuals who have just got on with it and still love their son. And it's wonderful to hear stories about this,
Important is that, I always tell parents, your child is your child. How, like today is, I mean, till yesterday you were loving your child, and then today when your child comes out, how suddenly you stop loving your child? Your child is your child, They are not changed,
Exactly.
They are not changed.
That's a really good point. Well, actually, I always ask people on this podcast what advice they would give to other parents. And it sounds like you're already doing that. So you're already giving advice to other parents in Mumbai. But what's your one top tip that you would tell parents who are worried about having a gay child?
It was not there in their hand, whether to take birth as LGBT. It is not easy. They are born like that, and who wants that difficult life? Some parents say that, they are actually, it's just a Western culture. Some parents will say that it is a Western culture, and it happens in the movies, but real life it doesn't happen. Then who will want that difficult life, and say
Exactly.
that, if they are and then I ask that question to those parents, ask yourself, I mean, you and me, we are heterosexual. Can you even imagine you being heterosexual and being with the same sex person? No, no. So same way, if your child was heterosexual, would not have come out to you as homosexual,
It's interesting, isn't it? We haven't actually talked about religion yet, because religion sometimes clouds the issue, doesn't it? And people believe stuff from scriptures or different religions that they interpret as being anti-homosexuality. Was that an issue for you? What religion are you from?
Ah, mine is Hindu.
You're Hindu? Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
And does Hinduism say anything about homosexuality?
But what I mean, since you asked me, I'm saying, but I believe in humanity is the biggest religion for me. Mm. I will never say that in my religion, this happened, that happened. You know, humanity is important, you know. Respect every individual is important. And that is what we were taught, my growing years, my parents, you know, always said that my mother was teacher, mm-hmm. you know. So we were always taught like, you know, ki respect everybody. Just we never ever discussed about religion, you know. Some people say that my religion is the biggest religion and other religions are not. No, every religion is important and we have to respect every individual and every religion, you know. Just because you are born into that religion, that's why you are that from that religion, no?
Yeah, but I mean, every religion should preach that, shouldn't they, really, that you should respect all human beings? But it doesn't seem to be interpreted like that sometimes, does it, unfortunately?
Yeah, so, you know, I tell parents, you know, when their children come out to you, na, please don't get angry. You know, most parents, you know, immediately they react. Because, you know, they think of society, you know, yeah. Oh, what my society will say, what extended family will say. Mm. It's all in you. It's not you are thinking that, you know, so what society will say and what all, you know. For example, I just conveyed whenever that time came, I just gave that kind of, you know, it's a message given to them. I am not going to ask anybody whether it is right or wrong that my child is gay. You know, I am not going to ask anybody. I am not going to ask for any advice as such. If I go and ask people, oh, my child is gay, now what should I do? This is wrong. Or, you know, it is all your perception. Society is there because of you. Mm-hmm. You are not there because of society. I mean, we create society. Society doesn't create us.
Well said. So, absolutely.
So I want to say that. You say that, like, you know, this is my society, you know, who, like, maybe 10 people, 15 people is my society, for example. Okay. So when I come out to those people, it will happen that, you know, they out of those 15 people, for example, 10 people will agree to it and 5 people will not. They will go away from you. Let them go because they were never there with you. That's why they didn't agree to you. So it doesn't matter. You create your own society, you know, create your own circle, whatever circle you, friend circle or whatever, you know, create your own circle. And whoever is there with you are there, you know, don't worry about what people will have to say. You have to only think about what your child life, you know, because nobody can choose their sexual orientation or gender identity.
Well, we know that. That's the good message to spread, though, isn't it? Because I think a lot of straight people and cisgender people don't necessarily understand that.
Yeah, because, you know, community children, it is already difficult for their self-acceptance, you know. Mm. If they find it so much, you know, difficult, they go through so much internal turmoil because, you know, they think that, you know, what my parents will, you know, if they come out as a community person, what my parents will think about it. They are already going through all this. And once they come out to you, you don't make their life difficult, you know. Don't react negatively. Try to listen to them. Listen to them, understand them, because your children are your teachers, you know. Because, you know, what we need to do is that, we need to unlearn some things and learn new things about your child, you know. It happens that, you know, my generation, I am 58 year old now, 59 running.
Wow.
So my generation parents are like, you know, oh, no, there is only heterosexuality. There is nothing else. Even if some parents, like I did not know, but there will be parents, you know, that, you know, they know about the community. But what, you know? They say, okay, somebody is gay, somebody is trans, or somebody is whatever, like lesbian. No problem. They will support them. But when it comes to their own child, they will be like, oh, how can it be my child? I mean, everybody is heterosexual in our family, and how my child can be from the community? So, you know, you have to just sit quietly and listen to them and frankly discuss with them. You know, you'll understand.
Choose your words carefully, I'm sure. Yeah. So I'm guessing that, you know, now Section 377 is no more. I'm guessing your son's, like, he's over 30 now, isn't he? He's gone on to have a good career, and he's a happy, out and proud gay man, is he?
Yes.
And is he still with the same boyfriend or not? No, different.
No, now different, but yeah. For many years he's there with him.
Oh. And will you be both going to Pride events in the summer then?
No, but now since pandemic, there is no Pride. Pride marches were not there. But you know what I want to say, that my son came out in 2007 in Mumbai. Pride marches started in 2008, just after he came out. It was in August 2008, first Pride march was there. And I attended that Pride march. You know, he took me for that Pride march. And he also did not know how it will be. That was the first experience, and I was the only parent, mother in that Pride march was there. You know, there were only 500 community people were there, and I was the only parent in that Pride march. And since then, I attended all the Pride marches, including I attended one in London and one in Vietnam.
Wow! You are an international, out and proud mother of a gay man. I love this.
I have been to LGBT conferences in Nepal, Vietnam, South Korea, and London Pride was so... I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, what was the contrast? What did you think of London Pride?
I really enjoyed it, you know. I was there with my son and with his partner again.
Oh, my goodness. What year did you go?
It was in 2016.
I would have been there, I think. I would have been there.
You're there?
It might actually have been the year that I was on stage. Okay. I had to introduce some of the acts on the stage. So we could have been at the same Pride in London. How funny.
Yeah, it could be, yes.
Yeah.
It was so big, so many people, you know.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for talking to me. And may you continue to go to prides across the world and encourage more and more parents to accept their gay children.
Yes, it's been like 15 years, no? Almost like 15 years I've been, after he came out, I'm doing that, talking, helping so many children and coming to come out to their parents as well. And as well as after coming out, helping their parents to understand, you know. After this call, I'm going to talk to one parent, you know, because just yesterday only that boy has come out, gay boy has come out to his mother, but mother is not understanding. I mean, she's not even not reacted badly, but she doesn't understand what exactly gay means. So I'm going to talk to her. What we did that, you know, we few parents, you know, we came together and we formed just like, you know, P flag in US. Like that, we formed Indian P flag. It's called, the name is Swikar the Rainbow Parents. Swikar is a Indian word. Swikar means acceptance.
Ah, brilliant. That's exactly what we need, isn't it? Acceptance, yeah.
So we gave, purposely we gave that Indian name. Like everybody thought that, let us give that Indian name, you know. So that is why Swikar the Rainbow Parents. You know what happens when children come out to their parents? Most of the time parents go into shell. They need support, you know. They want to support their children, but they don't understand. Sometimes they are into denial. They have queries, doubts, you know, and so many questions they have. So they need to understand what it is, you know, how to support to their children and how to explain to, you know, extended family and all that. So that is why they need somebody like us, you know, and these parents, you know, they listen to us and they understand us. Why? Because, you know, we are not strangers. We all are sailing in the same boat.
Well, hopefully you'll get a few more people contacting you after this. And you might want us to suggest to some of the parents as well some good podcasts for them to listen to.
I want to tell you that it's not only Indian parents are reaching out to us. Indian children are reaching out to us. Children who are living abroad, like UK, all over the world for that matter, globally, children are living and, you know, their parents are in India. Sometimes all the whole family, you know, along with children, parents also are living elsewhere, like let's say New Zealand, Australia, New Jersey, you know, and they want to understand So they are reaching out to us, and we have Zoom meeting like this, and
Yeah.
we make them understand.
Incredible. You are literally changing the world, Aruna.
And with this, there are so many cases that after talking to parents, you know, the couple got married, then even though it is still illegal in India, but of course you can marry, but that is not considered as legal, but you can marry, of course. So marriage, and then there are cases where the child is living in UK, okay, and with his partner, parents are here, and parents said that, you know, we accept you as a gay, but you don't come out to people, you know, don't tell people that or family or extended family that you are gay, and don't be in a relationship. Okay, but when that child came out to me, and then when we had a Zoom meeting, you know, along with his parents, you know, after the meeting, like 1 hour meeting, parents were so comfortable, you know, they understood everything, and you know, immediately within 2 days, they went for visa, they went to London, and they had that civil ceremony, you know, and they got married. The couple got married. And parents stayed with them for 6 months.
Yes, that is
and
a result.
I was there. I attended that civil partnership ceremony on Zoom.
Oh, that is such a beautiful story, Aruna. Thank you for sharing it. Well, please keep on spreading the love and bringing gay children and their parents together with love and understanding.
That's the main goal of our group, is that, you know, all the parents throughout the world should be comfortable towards their children for sexual orientation and gender identity. Whoever they are accepted by everyone.
What a woman, eh? And if you'd like to find out more about the group that she's part of, it's called SWECAR, the Rainbow Parents. That's SWECAR, spelt SWEEKAR. SWEEKAR. So if you search SWECAR, the Rainbow Parents, on Facebook or Instagram, you'll find them. And if you want to email them directly, they are swecar.therainbowparents@gmail.com. Get in contact if you need support, or if you think your Indian-based parents might need support. If you've enjoyed this podcast, then please do tell your friends and rate us on Apple Podcasts. And don't forget to check us out and follow us on social media. We are at Come Out Stories on Twitter and Coming Out Stories Pod on Instagram. And actually, if you check out our latest Instagram post, we are honouring mothers in the run-up to Mother's Day. Since we last spoke, that amazing club now includes me. I know, pinch me moment. My girlfriend Siobhan gave birth to our beautiful daughter Neve on March the 15th, 2022, and I couldn't be prouder. I'll do my best, of course, to still bring you podcasts every 2 weeks, but forgive me if I'm late on occasion, as I quite literally have my hands full. She is beautiful, though. So it's quite fitting that we're still mid our Meet the Parents series. Next episode, you will meet Sarah. She's the mum of a 20-year-old trans child. She told me that she wished she'd educated herself and had known more about the LGBT community when she became a parent.
I was very aware that I didn't know what to say, and I almost couldn't say anything for fear of saying something wrong. I mean, it was probably better to keep quiet until I could gather my thoughts. But, you know, I wish I could have said more. But I also really wish that as a family, we had had conversations about LGBT plus lives with all the children much, much earlier on.